the rapture. It's the post-tribulation return of Christ and the rising of the saints to be translated dead and living to be forever with the Lord. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared to his servants, the prophets, Revelation 10:7. There are seven trumpets in Revelation 8-10, which are blown after the seventh seal is opened. The rapture occurs at the last trump, which is at the end of the tribulation period. People who believe that they will be gone during the tribulation will likely not recognize the false prophet, the beast, or his mark, name, or number. The rapture takes place at the return of Christ. Here's what happens when he returns. The last trump sounds. We will see Jesus in the air and be translated to him. Once we're in the air with him, the day of wrath occurs. He destroys the wicked with the word of his mouth. He then sets foot at the Mount of Olives. Then the millennial kingdom is established. Christians will die during the tribulation, and people are saved during the tribulation. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, Daniel 7:21. And it was given unto him, the beast, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, Revelation 13:7. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 14:13. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having harps of God. Revelation 15:2. Some teachers infer that there are two events when it is actually one. The rapture occurs at the return of Christ. If they happen to be right, those teachers who believe in a pre-trib rapture, we will all be gone before the Antichrist comes. If those teachers happen to be wrong, many Christians will be unaware that they are in the tribulation and will take the mark, name, and number of the beast because they do not see it for what it is, expecting to have been taken by now. In Matthew 24:29-31, Jesus says this, after the tribulation, there is darkness on earth. He appears in the sky, the earth mourns, they see him coming in power and glory, a trumpet sounds as the angels gather the elect. Why did he not mention a rapture happening before the tribulation? Jesus is coming again. We will be translated from corruptible to incorruptible, and we will never leave his side.